Today, we will talk about our young plant novelties. Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants. My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I'm responsible for product development. My guest today is Markus Kobelt, founder of Lubera.com and co-founder of Lubera Edibles. Hello, Markus.
Hi.
So, Markus, could you please explain our viewers and our listeners how we go on with novelties?
Yeah, so as you know, we have a large breeding program. We have, for the moment, 2.5 breeder. And if you would count me, then we would have 5 or so. I don't know. And we are working with varieties, with new variety development since 25 years. So that's a huge pipeline coming. And so lots of material. And besides this, we are also looking at other varieties, other breeders, nice children. And also there, if we find something we don't have in our breeding, we try to license it and to bring it to our customers. And, you know, when you have selected a new variety, first you have normally 1 or 5 plants, 10 plants, 20 plants. It's not easy to develop, to scale the production. So at Lubera Edibles, we are specialized in micropropagation. That's our method. Of course, if it doesn't work, we are using other methods. But that's the first method. So when we have a new variety, first we have to develop the multiplication process and to optimize it. First, we have to make the plants true to type. Then we have to test them for viruses. Then we have to use a protocol for micropropagation. And normally, it doesn't work at the beginning. Or it works for 300 plants, but it doesn't work for 3,000 or 30,000 plants. So that we have to develop. And the first plants we are producing and which are worth to bring to public, we always market at lubera.com. Not because we want to have them exclusively, but because we have no other way to use them. Because we cannot sell 1,000 plants as a new young plant variety. We have to scale it, must be able to make bigger quantities. And so first, normally we are selling it at lubera.com, and then a year, 2 years later, we are also bringing it as a new introduction as a young plant for Lubera Edibles, our young plant company. That's the way we are working. Also important for you to know, when we bring now a novelty, a new variety, normally it's possible, perhaps you're already a little bit too late, but normally it's possible to order some test plants.
Yes.
But if you want to have next year quantities, 500, 300, 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, then you have to order now. Yeah, that you have for sure next spring the quantities of new varieties you want to have in your assortment. Order now for next year. A young variety now in this spring 2022 podcast means, yes, we have the variety. Normally we are selling it on lubera.com. And yes, mostly we have also some test plants. But if you want quantities, you have to order now for 2023.
Yes.
So new varieties. One of the most important introductions at Lubera and also at Lubera Edibles at the same time, which is a special thing, and it shows how proud we are of this new development, are sweet potatoes.
Yes, we named the sweet potato assortment from the Lubera breeding program the sugar root sweet potatoes. That means that our varieties are much sweeter than standard varieties on the market. This is not what we just tell you. This is what this is our experience during the selection and also the tasting we have done last year. So in the sugar root sweet potato range, we have 4 varieties. All colors, orange. It's a clear, clear orange. It's still missing, but it's on the way. Our four varieties, our sugar root white, it's a very bright flesh. It's something like a creamy white. So not like a polar white or something like this. And the advantage of this variety is it's the sweetest variety of all sugar root sweet potatoes. It's also the sweetest variety I ever have tasted. And I don't know, it's about you. And the next one is sugar root yellow. It's a creamy yellow fleshed variety. It's not as if you cook sugar root yellow, it's not as creamy as other varieties. It's a little bit more firm. So, but it's very good for processing into chips or something like this. The next one is sugar root chestnut. Sugar root chestnut. The flesh of sugar root chestnut is very nice. It's something like a light yellow marbled with orange. So it looks very nice if you cut the tubes. And it's, as the name says, chestnut. It has some flavor or some chestnut flavor. And the last variety is sugar root purple. It's the less sweetest variety. It's a purple variety, but it's also a clear sugar root variety. So I have to say, it's very high to
anthocyanins.
And so you will taste this high level. So it's a little bit different taste. From the purple,
another type of acidity, you can also say, beside the sugar.
This is our sugar root sweet potato range. So Marcus, could you please tell us about the Open Sky free range tomatoes?
Yeah, about both programs, I'm very bearish, very positive. The sweet potatoes are really something we have to develop in Europe. It's an orphan crop here, and it's exploding in agriculture, but also in the garden. The last year, with this very mixed weather in summer, bad weather in summer, have shown that the resistance and tolerance of sweet potatoes is remarkable. If we can further breed varieties for our climate with shorter vegetation period and a nice crop, better aroma, I think it can catch up with potatoes perhaps one day, not during my lifetime, but in the longer day. And we have talked before about risico balance. And so I'm very bearish. Tomatoes also. So tomatoes belong to my earliest things I can remember from my childhood. We were in the south of Switzerland, in the Tessin, in holidays with my parents. I was still without my sister, so I must have been below 3.5 years old. And we were in the tent, and it was raining and raining and raining. I was afraid my father had to make a hole around the tent to take all the water. But there was one day sunshine, and we went to a market, and I became a tomato as a gift from a market man. So nice. I even didn't want to eat it for a long time. And so so are tomatoes for all of us. They are a synonym to southern living, easy living, sunshine. It's it's red sunshine or yellow sunshine, but whatever. And but the production in the garden, the gardening of tomatoes is the opposite. Yeah, it's a pain. You have to use more the drilling machine, then you green thumbs. And that's not right. And so we want to develop varieties which are resistant against Alternaria and Phytophthora, and which you can grow without any protection. So that's the reason of the name Open Sky Tomatoes. And the first batch of varieties from our own breeding are four varieties. So Sugarette, it's a cherry tomato, very firm, very cross, nice to eat, and very sweet, the sweetest of our tomatoes. Who likes sweet tomatoes, choose Sugarette. Then we have a slightly bigger red tomato, a salad tomato on trusses with 5-7 fruits, and fleshy, nice to eat, a good sugar level, but not so sweet as Sugarette. Then we have a yellow cherry tomato with a slight more acidity, perhaps a little bit of lemon acidity, refreshing, nice to eat together with bread. And then at the fourth variety, it's the star of our assortment, is Happy Black. It's the first resistant black tomato. So we have, it's half black, half red, very nice to look at, and it has its special aroma, which some people name umami goo, and that's typical for this variety. So rather low level of sugar, but high level of this umami aroma. So you can eat it without any schinken?
Ham.
Without any ham. So a good thing for vegetarian friends. So it's really a nice tomato. This is our assortment. They are all vertical growing tomatoes. They are very fast growing and high growing. So we advise to have them with two stems in the garden. Makes it easier and gives a bigger crop. And these are the varieties which make your garden and the garden of your customers much, much easier, much, much more sunny, much, much more southly, you could say. Yeah, so that's about tomatoes. And now we have also a family of citrus trees in our young plant assortment.
Yep. This is a very...
You have the right t-shirt to talk about.
Yeah. So this is a very new product range in our young plant assortment. Citrus young plant. We have two different groups of citrus young plants. The first group, we call it Svitrus. So it's a creation from Swiss and citrus. So Svitrus. That means that are very hardy varieties.
You can grow them in the Swiss Alps.
Yes, in there. And the other one is Citrobella. Citrobella is... In the Citrobella assortment, we have chosen normal citrus varieties or species, but they are very easy to cultivate. They are not hardy. They have to overwinter frost-free, but they are very easy to propagate.
And to grow. For the producer, plant producer, and for the customer.
Yes. The first variety in the Citrus range is Poncirus trifoliata, the trifoliate orange. It's not a true citrus variety, but it's a very close relative. And it's summer green, so the leaves drop up in autumn. And this makes the plant very hardy. So it's hardy below minus 18, minus 20 degrees after the third winter, I have to say. So a little bit of winter cover is helpful during the first three winters. And then if it's established on the place, on the location, it's very hardy. The second one is the evergreen Yuzu lemon, Citrus Yunus. It's an evergreen variety, and because of this, it's not as hardy as the trifoliate orange. The Yuzu lemon is winter hardy up to -7, -8 degrees. So you have to choose it in very mild conditions, mostly Weinbau.
In an area where you can grow wine.
Yeah, this would be the best.
Or near a sea and not far from the sea.
Yeah.
Also in northern Germany or in Holland or in UK.
Yeah.
Where you are always near the sea.
Yeah, so where you have very very mild winter temperatures or nearly no frost. It's perfect for Yuzu lemon. And in the Citrobella range, we have the Volkammer lemon, Citrus Volkammeriana. It's a very good lemon. So it makes a very tasty juice. The fruits you can use as a normal lemon. You can use the juice, you can use the skin. So it's very good. And the last variety in the Citrobella range is the Kaffir lime. So Citrus Hystrix, you will not use the fruits. You will use the leaves as a spice in different dishes. You can also eat the leaves if you chop the leaves in very thin slices. But you also can use the leaves as a spice. Put the whole leaf in your dish, and it will give the aromatic to your dish. So yeah, this is what we have in citrus, in our citrus range.
Yeah, I think there is more to come. Yes. In Switzerland, in our nursery, and our nursery manager here is testing lots of citruses. We have at least 100 varieties here, and especially varieties which have some winter hardiness. So in the past, this Citrus trifoliata and other winter hardy types of citrus were bred, crossed with other varieties, especially for the rootstock breeding, but also for other types of fruit breeding. And all these varieties we are testing here in Swiss conditions, and we hope to have more to come, more especially citrus types, winter hardy varieties to come in the future. And we will also add some normal citrus varieties, which we are propagating in vitro to our young plant assortment. When you are growing citrus, and if you are buying young plants from Lubero Edibles, you're buying young plants, I think, in a 4-centimeter
yes.
pot. In the first year, it's the best to grow them in a 0.5 liter to 1.5 liter or 2 liter pot. This gives a small pot, which you can also sell as a small young plant. If you want to have a bigger plant, we then pot them in a 5-liter pot to have a finished product, which is similar to citrus plants you can have on the market. There's a disadvantage on these varieties on own roots, a big advantage. It's easier to grow. You don't have to look for the roots. You have to not to differentiate trees or shoots which are coming from the roots and from the variety. But normally you have to wait about 2 to 4 years till you will have the first flowers. So it has a juvenile period. And also customers have to wait 1, 2, 3 years to have flowers, which is not a problem with this citrus you are using for cooking.
Yes. So
what was the name?
Kaffir lime.
Kaffir lime, yes. And so there you are using the leaves, and you can use it from the beginning on. With other varieties, you have to wait 3-4 years for fruits. So that's a disadvantage, but with the help of our young plants, the growing of citrus plants, the growing in your nursery, and also the growing of your customers is much easier than with grafted citrus plants.
Yeah. Thank you, Markus. This was our first part of the Novelties podcast. I hope you like it. If you have any comments or questions, you can ask me directly. Just write an email to frederick.follard@luberaedibles.com. And yeah, we hope you will also listen to our second part, Novelty
and podcast. And if you are interested in not only novelties, but news about Lubera and about new varieties, please subscribe to our newsletter at luberaedibles.com/newsletter. Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.